Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you for the meditation of my heart and my eyes that see and my ears that hear, because you have purchased me. You have purchased us to know you. I think of Romans 12, that we give our bodies afresh to you this day so that we can be transformed by the renewing of our minds, so we can see what you see, because we are hearing what you want us to hear, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Your will be done, your kingdom come this day and every day, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're reading Matthew 26, verse 50 to 52. Then some men came forward, took hold of Jesus, and arrested him. Suddenly, one of the men with Jesus pulled out his sword and cut off the ear of the chief priest's servant. Then Jesus said to him, "Put your sword away. All who use a sword will be killed by a sword."
Sure. Yeah, so here we can just see, you know, if we're carnal, if we're living in wrath and what the eye sees and the ears hear, and we are not in tune with the Lord, we're going to die. We're going to perish. So it's so beautiful. Jesus done the perishing, done the die. And this was a picture of it here when he's taken captive now by the evil one. But praise God, God is bigger. I think of Elisha and Gehazi's servant. At one time they were surrounded by the Aramean army. I think it's Aramean army. And Gehazi was petrified. But then Elisha said, "Lord, open his eyes that he may see." And then the Lord opened his eyes, and then he saw all the armies, all the angels of God all around. And then he realized, like Elijah, that we've got more on our side than there is on the evil side. Amen. We've got the majority. We've got God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and then two-thirds of the angels, they're there to protect. And if Peter could see in the spirit here, he would see all the angels all around, and they're standing back, because here Jesus is going to die for all. One died for all, that we no longer live for ourselves, but we live for him who died for us. Amen. He was dead, but now he's alive. And that's what it's all about, guys. And when your eyes are seeing that, because your ears are listening to the great and precious promises, not the deception, not the lies. The devil comes to lie, steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus comes to give life, and life in abundance. Even in this old covenant age here, we see God is bigger. And if we lifted up our eyes to above the deception, above the lies, to something greater, you will find the something greater. And that something greater is God our Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and the blessed new and better covenant, where we died with Christ so that we can live with him. Amen. I love Galatians, where it speaks about, "I died with Christ. It's no longer I that lives, but it's Christ that lives. And the life that I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself to me." And so, as in a marriage, so as being grafted into a vine, we stay in tune, and we have eyes that see and ears that hear, and so that we can be vessels of righteousness, not unrighteousness, vessels of light and love and the mercies of God, because we are looking at the Lord and staying with the Lord, working together with the Lord. The grace of God, the divine influence in God's heart, is available for us all. So we can just see here in the scripture as well, if we don't turn from carnality to the living God and start believing what the living God has made available to us, we'll stay captive to sin, lies, and darkness. But praise God, we got light, we got answers, we got the goodness of God is available. So arise and shine, for your light has come, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.